Scientists say climate change is already here, and it's causing more frequent storms and flooding. Illinois Newsroom's Lesha Bushak traveled to Grafton, where the Illinois and Mississippi rivers come together, to see how the town is still dealing with the physical and mental health effects of a devastating flood in 2019.
On a sunny autumn day, waves calmly lap on the bank of the Mississippi River in Grafton, a southwestern Illinois town of 650 people. It's a far cry from the spring of 2019, when snow, rain, and remnants of a tropical storm caused the Mississippi River to overrun its banks. 8-foot-high floodwaters rose to the roofs of homes and businesses downtown, forcing residents and business owners to evacuate. Grafton Mayor Rick Eberlin remembers how high the water reached the city's lighthouse.
The water was over the Port of Grafton sign and almost to the very top of this roof line. It was
very traumatic. It was very unnerving, I guess you could say. This flood lasted for 125 days, so it's the longest flood that this region has ever experienced.
The damage wasn't limited to homes and roads. It also took a toll on mental health.
It was such an emotional time to see the looks on people's faces every time, you know, rain was in the forecast, or every time, you know, you're out working and you'd hear thunder. I can remember seeing a business owner, pretty tough guy, never saw a whole lot of emotion out of that individual, just break down.
Research shows that natural disasters are linked to mental illness like post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, anxiety, and depression. Dr. Ted Bender is a psychologist and president of Unity Point Health in Peoria.
The more and more of these types of events that happen, the more and more people are going to be exposed to pain and threat. And the more and more people that get exposed to pain and threat, the more people will develop mental health disorders that need to be treated.
But support for those mental health issues is often lacking in the aftermath of disasters. A recent survey out of the Center for Public Integrity and Columbia Journalism Investigations found that among U.S. regions hit hard by wildfires, hurricanes, or floods, 70% of survivors reported not receiving mental health services in the aftermath of the disaster. Grafton received a FEMA disaster declaration in the fall of 2019, but it did not receive any aid for mental health services. Dan Bechtel saws through large slabs of wood at his furniture store, which saw 7 feet of water when the floods hit last year. He says the stress of having to face another flood weighs heavily on him.
Just the anguish of coming back in, cleaning up, starting over. No, it is a very much of a mental strain because you're worried about your livelihood being gone. And at this age, I don't want to start over. I'm too old to start over.
Oliver Reedy has lived in Grafton his entire life of 81 years. He's noticed the flooding in Grafton getting worse over time, and he believes it's due to climate change.
There's got to be some changes coming. Some people may not think so, but there is. And if they don't watch what they're doing in the next 30 years, I'm afraid there won't be much of it left.
Colin Wellenkamp, executive director with Mississippi River Cities and Towns, says those disasters are indeed increasing over time.
It used to be that these events were spaced out 25 to 30 years. You know, you'd have a major event every couple of decades. Now we have a major event that breaks records the next year.
He says massive natural disasters along the Mississippi River have accumulated in recent years, placing a greater strain on mental health.
Emphasizing intervention and prevention for the impacts of mental illness and emotional support are absolutely necessary, and we definitely need to ramp that up.
Slowly, with the help of funds from FEMA, Grafton is rebuilding. While they're waiting on more mental health care in the region, the residents in the meantime have to rely on their own resilience. I'm Lesha Bushak, Illinois Newsroom.